The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everyone, it's Amanda Radke back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make agriculture and this great country stronger. Now, it's hard to believe that we're just a few weeks away from welcoming 2025, and 2024 was a big year. We just wrapped up a monumental presidential election where we're going to be now seeing a change in administration. And it's exciting for some. It's worrisome for others. It kind of has all of us kind of holding our breath and waiting to see what happens next. You know, there's a few headlines that have come across my desk recently that have really raised an eyebrow for me and made me realize, yes, I think it's about to get really Western. It's about to get really ranchy. We do not know what Trump is going to do, but it's going to be interesting to watch. Politics is going to become very interesting in 2025. I have no doubt about it. Now, before I welcome our guests to talk about one of these headlines, I want to talk about one that just popped up on my radar here this morning. It's from Reuters. And Reuters, the article is titled "Exclusive: Biden Administration Will Not Finalize Clean Fuel Tax Credit Guidance." So that tax credit was due to take effect on January 1st as part of Biden's climate legacy. Trump has vowed to repeal Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which created that tax credit. And this is notable to a lot of folks. I know the ethanol industry and corn farmers have really built a business plan around this Inflation Reduction Act and those 45Q and Z tax credits. And that might all kind of unfold here in 2025. It's significant to me because, of course, you guys know I'm very actively involved in a carbon sequestration pipeline fight. And at the core of it, we've always said, if it were not for these exorbitant tax credits, which line the pockets of the investors and incentivize farmers not to produce anything, but to put carbon, the building block of life, into a waste pit, into a permanent sequestered pipeline, this whole idea, this boondoggle, would go away overnight. We've seen two carbon projects pull the plug. One was in this last week as well. Wolf Pipeline in Iowa has said that they are pulling the plug on their project. And then Project Tundra up in North Dakota has also said, we're not going to continue forward on this carbon sequestration project, which leaves one big monster, which is Summit Carbon Solutions. We are just about a month away from beginning the public meetings here in South Dakota, where they're going to pitch to the Public Utilities Commission the merits of their project. And yet, if I was Summit, I'd be looking at the political winds turning and thinking maybe those tax credits won't be there very soon. Maybe the Inflation Reduction Act and the Green New Deal will be done. So again, we're waiting and seeing. Now, to kind of segment to a different topic, and yet we are sitting here in waiting, wondering what's going to happen next. And this is something that's been on the radar of today's guest for quite some time. I met this individual in Sheldon, Iowa, where I was speaking, and he drove all the way up from Kansas City to come listen to my speech and sound the alarm on an issue that he's really passionate about, and he wanted to let producers, farmers, and ranchers and business owners know what's going on and how it could impact their agricultural enterprise. So today's guest is Jeff Tatro. He's from One Point Business and Insurance in Kansas City. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, we've got a lot to discuss. I mean, 230,000 farmers and ranchers need to file this paperwork with the federal government by January 1st. And that is that Corporate Transparency Act. The ruling was basically that farmers and ranchers, business owners needed to file this beneficial ownership information with the Treasury Department or face criminal penalties and expensive charges. And this week I reached out to you because I said, hey, there's an update on this whole thing. Tell us, I guess, just to first to frame it out, what was this Corporate Transparency Act? What would it have meant to business owners? And then let's go from there. So just kind of give me the background on this.
The background is it was an amendment to an anti-money law that went into effect in 2020. And the Corporate Transparency Act was passed in 1-1 of 2021 and enacted to go into effect on January 1st of this current year of 2024. And really it was meant to see people who are trying to launder money, anti-terrorist money. It was targeting the small business owners like you and I deal with every day, instead of the people who really can do the terrorist financing, money laundering. And so it became very passionate to me because I'm a commercial insurance broker, have been for almost 40 years, and 85% of my clients are small business owners that were going to be impacted by this amendment to the anti-money laundering law. So I learned a lot about it starting 2023. I was introduced to a gentleman named William Quick from Posenelli Law out of Kansas City. He is one of their partners and national experts. And he and I sat down a lot, went over the ramifications and what this meant and how do we protect our clients. And it was, as you said, there were criminal charges that could be processed against the client, huge financial penalties. And it wasn't a tax, it was a civil penalty. So it was giving the government this far-reaching ability to go after your own property if you didn't have the money to pay it. So I learned a lot, and you're right. I came up to see you. I was sounding the alarm because we are very passionate about farmers, ranchers, small business owners across the country. There were 32 million of the businesses across the country that were going to be heavily impacted. And thankfully, one of the circuit courts out of Texas yesterday won an injunction against the federal government for now. And we have been given a stay so that we do not have to get this filed as of 1-1 and then starting to face penalties. And it's a good thing because less than 40% of all businesses have complied this year.
Wow. Maybe that's the theme, is just don't comply and hope the rules go away. That's probably terrible business advice. You'll end up on a list or in jail or something.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus with its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract. BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at ck6consulting.com and ck6source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless.
Kind of what happened and why I texted you, and I knew I needed to get you on the show. Judge Amos Mazant, the third of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas, issued an injunction, and he did that at the request of a family-run firearms and tactical gear retailer called Texas Top Cop Shop. Basically, he said that we needed an injunction on this, that it really was a problematic for business owners, and he called for a nationwide block for this. And so I guess maybe tell me, how does this go back to states' rights being able to say, like, how could he make this blanket, hey, let's file an injunction on this, and the federal government goes along with that? How does that work?
I wish I could answer that properly. I'm not a lawyer. I'm an insurance broker.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, after talking to Bill yesterday from Posenelli, you know, he said, right now we truly have a state. How it happened, how he was able to get the federal government a national stay of action, I don't know the legalities of it, but we are all blessed that it happened. What does that mean going forward? Well, as Bill told me, he goes, you know, you still may want to file. We don't have to get it done for January 1st because it's going to take a while. And at this point in time, what he sees happening is one of two things. We're either going to get Congress to go in and make an amendment to the CTA, Corporate Transparency Act filing, or it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And now, until one of those two things happens, we're not going to see it being overturned or being enforced at this point in time. We know the Department of Treasury will file an appeals to his ruling, but where we are in the state or this part of the year, we know it's not going to happen before January 1st. We all get to take a deep breath.
Yes.
And know that it's not going to happen where we're going to start getting penalized, because we were concerned. I couldn't even get some of my own clients to do it, knowing that it was going to come into play. So like I said, we're blessed that somebody came in and put a stop to it for now, and let's see where it goes for going forward. What am I suggesting with people? It's not as big a deal as people would think to do the filing. Federal government already has all this information on us. They already have our name, our driver's license number. They're not asking for social security numbers. They're asking for business identification numbers. So it's not really the end of the world to do it. It's just giving them another avenue, silo, to look at and have then the IRS cross references.
Sure.
And I did sit in on a meeting where the head of the criminal division last fall talked about what they were going to do with this filing. Remember, I said it's not a tax, it's a civil fine. But IRS said we are going to use AI technology to cross reference to see for people if they're what they're saying on the business ownership information filing is the same they've been telling the IRS. Scary thoughts to me. I mean, AI is taking over the world, and it was giving the IRS a big piece to attack.
Yeah.
He even said 2025 was going to be their biggest revenue year ever.
Wow. I did pull up the written statement from the judge here that was filed, and if I could just read briefly a little segment from it that I think is notable. But Congress in this CTA, he lists that more than 2 million corporations and limited liability companies are being formed under the laws of the states each year. Most or all states do not require information about the beneficial owners of the corporation, LLCs, or other similar entities formed under the laws of the state. Number three, malign actors seek to conceal their ownership of corporations, LLCs, or other similar entities in the U.S. to facilitate illicit activity, including money laundering, the financing of terrorism, proliferation financing, serious tax fraud, human and drug trafficking, counterfeiting, piracy, securities fraud, financial fraud, and acts of foreign corruption harming the national security interests of the U.S. and allies of the U.S. Money launderers and others involved in commercial activity intentionally conduct transactions through corporate structures in order to evade detection. And he calls for, yes, federal legislation is needed, providing for the collection of beneficial ownership information for these entities, But first, we need to set a clear standard for incorporation practices. We need to protect vital U.S. national security interests. We need to protect interstate and foreign commerce. And we need to bring the United States, or I guess this is what the CTA wants to do, but then he lists why it wouldn't work. And so I guess I share that. And my question to you is, obviously, there's bad actors in the world. There are what we would picture the big corporations that find all the loopholes to do terrible things. And yet a lot of farms are corporations. A lot of family businesses are also corporations. So would you see this CTA as an act that's punishing good people, good businesses because of, you know, really big global players? You know, the second part of my question would be, what is the actual solution? What would be a better option for the Trump administration to look at doing moving forward?
One of these areas is we're actually behind the times in the U.S. We have the most lax business formation rules in the world. Europe has been using a form of the Business Owners Information Act for many, many, many years. We really should do something because you can go and form a new LLC, a new C Corp, with less information than you need to get your driver's license.
Sure.
And so what we need to do is have something that is legitimate, easy to form, and require. So we do get to get rid of the bad actors. We do. Sure. We do have a lot of bad actors. But your farms, your ranchers, your business owners, they're not the bad actors. We get kind of all, they get all thrown out with the bathwater. So somehow we need to get the Trump administration, Congress to come in and say, okay, going forward, in order to form a new entity, you need to give A, B, C, D, and form it similar to what's been going on in Europe for many years. And it will eliminate those bad actors that are coming in and filing LLCs and other LLCs and other LLCs to hide where the money is coming and going from. That's really what needs to happen. It's something that we should have in place because we should be able to make sure that our country is safe from those bad actors. Your ranchers are not the bad actors out there.
Absolutely. And that's what's frustrating to me is I feel like when new rules come about, it ends up hurting and making it harder for your everyday small business owner. And I'm very liberty minded. So to me, I'm like, less is better. And yet, you know, really good people get taken advantage of then by people who are able to take the laws on the books that are so loose and behave very badly.
You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it.
You know, switching gears a little bit, let's talk about, you know, 2025 moving forward. From your perspective, from the industry you work in, What advice would you have for agricultural enterprises to maybe protect themselves? And we could talk insurance here, but to protect themselves, to structure their businesses in a way that kind of makes them a little more bulletproof from the what ifs of the world. And that's a pretty open-ended question, but I'd love to hear your answer.
Oh, Amanda, that is an open-ended question.
Yeah.
And actually, I would love to have a chance to really go over with you, and it's further, you know, a larger conversation than we can go in right now. I do work with some groups out there that have some structures that are very big at protecting ranchers and farmers and agricultural industry from all this far-reaching, you know, eminent domain things and like that. So, you know, on insurance side, having as much insurance to protect against the acts that are going out, everybody can sue anybody for any reason at all. You know, if you can say something did wrong. So making sure all your insurance plans are up to date, you've got enough liability protection against anything like that. Outside of that, it's just, like I said, I would love to set up a time to talk about some of the other things that I do work with that are not insurance related that can actually have a very big protecting piece for these ranchers and farmers.
You know, before we started recording, I kind of asked you what needs to be fixed in the system. And one of the things you mentioned was on the trucking side of things. Can you talk about maybe that wish list that you'd have for the next administration to address issues within that side of the industry?
One of the areas that's just crippling for so many bigger, you know, ranchers who have heavy trucks, you know, transporting the goods, the cattle, whatever that they're transporting, they're getting crippled by the cost of insurance. They've gone from $10,000, $20,000 a year per power unit to $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for each power unit. Well, that drives businesses out of business. We're watching large trucking firms go out of business because they can't afford it.
Sure.
And so right now, every state has an insurance czar or commissioner or whatever, and they're making it so prohibitive to get proper rates for these clients. And so I would love to see, like you, though, I'm going to step back. I'm not into wanting government into every piece that we do, but right now we need to have some help to allow the insurance companies to collect proper premiums and underwrite properly so we can get our rates back down for our business owners.
Sure.
I mean, literally, I'm watching clients go out of business all the time. Even my book of business, these are smaller businesses, have three or four trucks that are delivering all sorts of different goods for people. So Trump, you know, please step in, get your Congress in, get him involved to help this nationwide crisis, because it is a nationwide crisis. It's not just one state.
Yeah. So are you on the trucking side of things? Would you say it's impacting across the board, like truckers that are hauling food into the big cities versus livestock guys that are hauling cattle down the road?
Everybody. They're all seeing these huge rate increases. I work very closely with an industry that their association is out of Mount Vernon, Iowa.
Okay.
They're a concrete association. And I'm talking to their members all the time because their rates have more than doubled for their concrete trucks over the last couple of years. And they're going up again, or the carrier is pulling out of the state that they're doing business with. I am fortunate because I do have a national presence and have access to many, many carriers that a lot of regular brokers don't have access to.
Sure.
And I'm able to get some coverage for them, but it's still a mess and it's not getting any better. And until somebody steps in and says, stop, we're not going to see it get better over the next year.
What other issues, I guess, are on the forefront of your mind that you think folks should be aware of? I know you've got your boots on the ground, you're paying attention to the headlines.
You know, you've hit all the areas. I'm very passionate about my clients in the insurance industry and making sure that they're properly insured. The Corporate Transparency Act hit my radar, you know, hit me right in the forehead, middle of 2023 when I saw it coming. The other structures that we work with, we're seeing farmers and ranchers and business owners being forced out of business because of the taxations that they're hitting. Maybe they've had a family that, you know, the patriarch are now passed and it's being passed on to the kids, but they have not done the proper structures and they're being forced to sell property that we want to maintain in that family. So those are the three areas that I'm very passionate about, and I work on almost daily with people.
So where can folks, you know, follow you, get updates on the CTA, kind of garner the best advice? What resources would you share with them?
I do have one website that is focused solely on the CTA.
Okay.
And it is www.opbi.biz. And it does have a lot of information on it. We'll try to maintain some updates. We pay attention to it. Then we send out emails to our group with you, with your followers, as you or I see. If I see something different, I'll reach out to you and give it to you because I know you have a great following. And, you know, basically, if any of your members would like to reach out, I would encourage them to come to you first is the simplest way to do it.
Wonderful. Well, and we'll have all this in the show notes as well, so you can keep updated on everything that you have, you know, drummed up and gathered and researched. And I guess any final advice that you'd have for business owners moving forward? I mean, the whole theme of this show is, you know, keeping families on the land, keeping rural America thriving and Main Street businesses open and booming with lots of economic activity, so we can create those pathways to profitability for our kids and grandkids. Would love to hear just your advice from a business owner's perspective. Anything, any encouraging words for folks as they prepare for 2025?
I just say, keep your eyes open. Ask your, on the insurance side, make sure your broker agent that you're working with is fully aware of what's going out in the insurance agency or in the insurance world. That's the biggest thing. There are so many people in rural America that have put their trust in their friend who is with, you know, may have a small brokerage, but maybe they don't have the marketplace.
Sure.
If they would like to reach out, I'm not looking at taking business away from these agencies.
Yeah.
I would be willing to answer questions for the clients and maybe give them some guidance so they can continue. That's part of rural America. Those agencies out there are what keeps America going.
Absolutely.
I'm here to help, not take away. At my stage of my life, I'm an old white-haired guy. I've been blessed with business and over the years, and now it's at a point, let's keep America going and however I can help. And that is not being altruistic. It's just how I feel at this point in time. I want to make sure America remains great.
Yep. That's where I've landed too in my life. I so appreciate you making the drive to Iowa to meet me in person. I was so impressed with your passion and your patriotism and your commitment to helping these agricultural families kind of prepare for what's to come. And I think as we move forward to 2025, it's my hope that a lot of this burdensome stuff that's pressing the boot on the necks of so many good families who work in agriculture in rural America, that we'll get some clarity and some things that are fair and that actually make sense for the people that are basically running this country and keeping it humming. So thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on the show. I appreciate all your time, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Amanda. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the Heart of Rural America.